Supporters of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry hope this will be the year of the Kerry Republican. Like the Reagan Democrats of the 1980s, those would be the kind of voters willing to cross party lines when it comes to choosing their president. Today, as part of a new push for such voters, the Kerry campaign will begin airing ads for the first time in the state of Virginia. That's a state that hasn't chosen a Democratic presidential candidate since 1964. NPR's David Wellna has this report.
A minute-long Kerry biographical ad titled Heart started airing in swing states last month. For its debut in Virginia, home to the Pentagon and numerous military bases, it's been given a new name, Service, and it shows Kerry and his Navy crewmates on a boat he commanded in Vietnam.
I enlisted because I believed in service to country. I thought it was important if you had a lot of privileges, as I had to go to a great university like Yale, to give something back to your country.
President Bush's approval ratings are now the lowest of his presidency, and Kerry strategists are taking another look at Virginia, a state Republicans have considered theirs for four decades. Kerry advisor Tad Devine predicted in a conference call yesterday that the new TV ad will play well with Virginia's many military families.
Virginia represents a tremendous opportunity for this campaign to compete and ultimately to win in a state which we know hasn't voted for a Democrat in a long time, but we think there is a lot of evidence that they're ready to do so this time for a candidate who has the plans and background of John Kerry.
This is a part of the country that is close to my heart because I'm a Navy man through and through.
Earlier this year, Kerry got a warm reception campaigning in the naval port of Chesapeake, an area considered a bellwether for Virginia elections. John McGlennon, a political scientist, says Virginia's Republicans are in disarray in a state where Bill Clinton lost by only 2 percentage points in 1996.
There are some deep divisions within the Republican Party in the state, as there are in many parts of the South especially, and other parts of the country as well, but especially in the South, where Republicans are dividing along the lines of cultural conservatism and whether or not to increase state revenues, to increase taxes, to pay for services.
Still, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Rick Santorum points out that Democrats in New Jersey, which has long elected Democrats for president, are turning against their party's leadership there.
Same thing is happening here in Virginia, a little bit of backlash against the legislature and some of the things happening here, but fundamentally New Jersey is not a state we're going to be competitive in, and fundamentally Virginia is not a state that Kerry is going to be competitive in.
As Kerry fishes for votes in roiled Republican waters, he's cast his net far and wide along the campaign trail. Last week at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Vietnam veteran John Nussbaum, who called himself a third-generation Republican, was on the official program.
I voted three times for a man named Bush in previous presidential elections. Today, I can no longer support the current leadership.
Kerry, in turn, pointed to Nussbaum's political change of heart as part of a larger trend.
I know a lot of Republicans in the country who are desperate about what's happening. They're not yet sure that they're going to vote for me or can, or they're getting there, I think, but people are beginning to say, we've got to change.
Kerry's aides acknowledge the evidence of such Republican defectors is still mostly anecdotal. Susan Tolchin of George Mason University, who's written about voter rage, says it's clear there is disaffection among Republicans, but
I don't know if the disaffection will lead people, Republicans, to vote for Kerry or lead them not to vote at all.
With moves such as his bold ad buy in Virginia, Kerry's betting many of those disaffected voters can in the end be persuaded to vote as Kerry Republicans. David Wellna, NPR News.